This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There is news this week of volatility in the cattle futures market, making cattle ranching an already tough way of life just a little bit tougher. Good thing for us, then, that we know a guy who knows a little something about that life. Ken Lennox has been raising cattle in Rolla, Missouri for a good long while now. Mr. Lennox, it is good to talk to you again, sir.
Well, it's good to talk to you, Kai.
How are the cattle, first of all? How's business?
They're having a great summer. It's grass is high. Probably the best that I've seen for this time of year ever.
Yeah, it seems to me every time we call you about this time of year, it's there's always some kind of drought or there's flooding or something's gone wrong. Maybe not this year, huh?
Not this year. You're right, and that's well appreciated.
What do you do with them during the summertime? You just let them eat and get fat?
Yeah, you rotate them. We put them up on the hills, and they go after the warm season grass, the native that grows in the summer. The cool seasons we save back for the when they're starting to calve, which give it another 10 days, and I'll have them hitting the ground.
Oh, hitting the ground, is that what you say? Is that what you say about the calves that are coming?
No, the babies.
Oh, the babies are coming, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We'll have probably in the month of September 300, 350 born.
One of the reasons we called you, Mr. Lennox, other than to just say hi, was to ask you about how the meat market is going, how the cattle market is going. What kind of prices are you getting when you take these cattle to market now?
Well, about half of what we did last year. It's still some profit in it. It's not like we're underwater or anything, but I sold for $3 last year. And $1.60, $1.70 this year.
I saw a great phrase the other day when I was getting ready to talk to you this afternoon. The meat casino, some people are calling it. You kind of never know what's going on. It's up and it's down and it's a little bit volatile.
Well, when I was a younger man and they came out with the futures, I thought I might want to participate in that. The more I saw of it, the less I wanted. If I want to do that, I'll go to Las Vegas and and have some fun spending my money.
Do you actually take your cattle to market? Do you load them in a truck and send them to wherever you go to sell them?
Yes, that's exactly what we do, and it's a cash buy. Let me put it this way. The vast majority of the ranchers who raise feeder cattle, they don't use the futures market.
Huh.
It's speculators and your feedlots that use it more than anything.
Yeah, and you all just want cash on the barrelhead, right?
That's exactly right. We want to take the check home and put them in the bank.
Yeah. How are things otherwise on the ranch there, sir? I mean, as we've talked about before, you're not getting any younger.
No, but I've got help now. My oldest daughter and her family came home and built a house, and she was out working today with me. And we're getting along great. I'm just enjoying the heck out of it.
Well, that's good. Ken Lennox in Rolla, Missouri. We'll talk to you again soon, sir, all right?
Okay, thank you. Have a good one.